Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that will be listening on the recording and in other devices, Sabbath blessing everyone on this Sabbath, June 24, 2023. This is our lesson 385, chapter 77, entitled In Pilate's Judgment Hall. This is our part 6. I hope and pray everyone can see the presentation in the room, dear ones. And we are going to ask our dear brothers to bless us once more to sing the Tiny Tot theme song, which is a hymn 361 entitled Hark, Till the Shepherd Voice I Hear, also known as Bring Them In.
Hark,
my dear brother.
Good morning. Hark, 'tis the shepherd's voice I hear, out in the desert dark and drear, calling the sheep who've gone astray, far from the shepherd's fold away. Bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring them in, bring the wandering ones to Jesus. Who'll go and help this shepherd kind, help him the wandering ones to find? Who'll bring them back into the fold, where they'll be sheltered from the cold? Bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring them in, bring the wandering ones to Jesus. Out in the desert dark and to hear their cry, out on the mountains wild and high. Hark, 'tis the Master speaks to thee, go find my sheep where'er they be. Bring them in, bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring them in, bring the wandering ones to Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. Sabbath blessing to everyone. Sabbath blessing, Dad. If anyone of the little tiny thoughts by the help of their parents or elder sibling would like to open their section with prayer, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for this Sabbath day. Sixth day shall thy labor, at the seventh day the Sabbath of the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Dear ones, it's story time, and we are going to hand our dear brother for him to be able to share the story about Jesus, chapter 13. This is a new chapter entitled Riding into Jerusalem.
The Bible verses for this lesson are taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 21, verses 1 through 8, it looks like. And when they I thought I was on a different place, I clicked my mouse and it shut my sound off. Okay. And when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem and were come to Bethphage, unto the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus two disciples, saying unto them, go into the village over against you, and straightway you shall find an ass tied at the donkey, and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me. And if any man say aught unto you or say anything to you, ye shall say, the Lord hath need of them, and straightway he will send them. All this was done, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, tell ye the daughters of Zion, behold, thy king cometh unto thee meek and sitting upon an ass, and a colt, the foal of an ass. And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them, and brought the ass and the colt, and put on them their clothes, and they sat him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments, their clothes, in the way, on the street. Others cut down branches from the trees, and strewed them in the way, or in other words, laid them in the street also. And from Zechariah 9:9, it says, rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion, shout, O daughter of Jerusalem, because thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly, and riding upon an ass, and upon the colt, the foal of an ass. Next slide, please. Jesus was nearing Jerusalem to attend the Passover. He was surrounded by multitudes who were also going up to this great yearly feast. At his command, two of his disciples brought an ass's colt that he might ride into Jerusalem. They spread their garments, or their clothes, over upon the beast. They didn't have a saddle, so they just put their clothes on him, like a blanket, and placed their master on it. As soon as he was seated, a loud shout of triumph rent the air. Rent means it exploded onto the air, a sudden shout. The multitude hailed him as Messiah, their king. More than 500 years before, the prophet had foretold this scene. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee lowly, and riding up upon an ass, and upon the colt, a foal of an ass. Zechariah 9:9. The next slide. There we go. All in the rapidly increasing throng were happy and excited. They could not offer him costly gifts, but they spread their garments of their clothes as a carpet in his path. They broke off beautiful branches of the olive and the palm and strewed them in the way or laid them in the road. They thought they were escorting Christ to take possession of the throne of David in Jerusalem. The Savior had never before allowed his followers to show him kingly honors. But at this time, he desired especially to manifest himself to the world as its Redeemer. The Son of God was about to become a sacrifice for the sins of men. His church, in all succeeding ages, must make his death a subject of deep thought and study. It was necessary then that the eyes of all people should now be directed to him. And that's taken from Story of Jesus, pages 83 and 84. Okay?
Amen. Thank you so much, dear brother. Next Sabbath, we will be reviewing part one of our lesson entitled Riding into Jerusalem in our tiny thought lesson book, The Story About Jesus. And that will take place, dear one, July 1st, 2023. Welcome to all the precious brethren that are just coming in. Sabbath blessing, dear Sister Joan, Sister Yi, I believe. It is time for our tiny talks, parents, to learn precious lesson in God's creation through nature. And this is a part 39 of our water topic, the water of life. And our dear brother will be the one to share with thee.
So blessings, everyone. Here's today's lesson concerning water. The water of life, part 39. Our Bible verse is taken from the book of John, chapters 5, verses 15 to 18, King James Version. It is part 5 of a sick man healed. In verse 15 to 18 says, "The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole. And therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus, and sought to slay him, because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. But Jesus answered them, 'My Father worketh hitherto, and I work.' Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God." And looking through nature, through today's lesson is the hot foot bath. And memory verse is 3 John 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. And the character quality is reverence versus disrespectfulness. Reverence is respect and affection for God and spiritual things. And nature is the hot foot bath. The hot foot bath is helpful because it increases the entire movement or circulation of the blood. How? By enlarging the blood vessels in the feet and legs. And you can also relieve congestion or clogging in other parts like the brain, lungs, and so forth of the body. The hot foot bath helps the blood move from one part of the body to another. Jesus was like the blood moving about, healing those he came in contact with, even on the Sabbath day. If the body becomes chilled during cold weather, a hot foot bath warms the entire body. When one is nervously tired, the feet are usually cold because of improper circulation. A hot foot bath will help the movement of blood throughout the body, balancing the circulation. If Jesus is not moving in our lives, we will be sin sick. The Sabbath is the best day to spend extra time with him. See the children's activity to learn how to give a hot foot bath, which we'll learn on our Sabbath review. Hot and cold. And here is the reminders at things to do while you remember the lesson. One, as you work together as a family, let your chores remind you of your lesson. Two, as you clean, cook, and prepare for the Sabbath day, think of ways you can reverence God on the Sabbath day and circulate among people and help them, especially the sick. Look in the index to Ellen White's writings under the topic of proper Sabbath observance to learn more about God's ideas of reverencing the Sabbath. Read some passages at family worship time. And here in reinforced activities to help you remember the lesson. 1. Observe water. 2. Gather materials for a hot foot bath. 3. Practice giving one another a hot foot bath. 4. For individual activities, stories, and poems, use the booklet entitled Children's Bible Activity Book for this quarter. Say your memory verse. And on the picture on the left, next to a bucket of cold water, says cold decreases circulation. And next to a bowl filled with hot water says hot increases circulation. And remarkable parent food is Christ is the great physician, not only of the blood, not only of the body, but of the soul. He restores man to his God. God permitted his only begotten son to be bruised, that healing properties might flow forth from him to cure all our diseases. Physicians are to act in Christ's stead. Every physician who has planted his feet upon the rock of ages draws from the great physician his restoring power. Christ's plans are to be carried out more definitely by the Christian physician. Medical Ministry, page 120. It's time to share your nature walk experience, dear ones. Today's photo is the third scene of Mount Shasta from Northern California, also from my dear sister Joan. And in these pictures, there's the first one on the left is the Bay Area's wildflowers super bloom. And on the top right is the Lake Erie at sunset. In the middle is Plum Beach near Sheepshead Bay. And on the bottom left and right are pictures of Lake Champlain taken from our dear brother Dan. In these pictures, here are more photos from Brother Daniel's photos of a squirrel, a chipmunk, ducks, and chickens. In the middle above the picture of the squirrel, there's a hummingbird nesting in Sister Joan's yard, probably. And in the bottom is a photo from Sister Eugenia's backyard, a black rat snake. In this next one, our photos from with little brother Jeremiah, little sister Chrissy. Pictures of them in a tree holding up a mixture of leaves and flowers. And on the right are photos from sisters Haley and Emma and their dad on the beach with holding a seashell and a picture of a horseshoe crab.
Dear family that I had sent pictures, if you would like to be able to touch upon the experience that you all had doing the nature walk, you can be able to do so by unmuting your mic.
This weekend for our nature walk, we went to the beach and we saw seashells, horse crabs,
horseshoe crabs,
and we saw seashells, and we went in the water to have some fun for the summer.
The first day of summer was pretty cold, and it wasn't really a planned beach trip. We were just trying to let some time pass by, and we happened to pass by the beach, and we stopped by. And here we saw some interesting things. We saw a lot of seaweed on the shore. Emma was holding this seashell that had some I think it's also seaweed grown from it, which I thought was pretty cool. And then we found these things that at first we said, oh my gosh, the shells were so hard, we didn't really know what it was. And so we learned that day about the horseshoe crab and why the horseshoe crab is that way. It was pretty interesting, actually. We got to learn something new. And we're still exploring some of the finds that we found that day on our brief walk on the beach.
If dear Sister Christine and family are there, would you like to also share the experience of your nature walk? Okay, I believe our sister's not in yet, so we are going to continue and hope by God's grace, by the review section, she may be able to do so. So remember, little ones, bring them in, bring the wonder ones to Jesus. Welcome and have a blessing to all the precious family that are just joining us. Our opening song is a hymn entitled, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. You can also find it in number 290. If you would like to share the hymn with us, dear one, you may unmute your mic to do so. soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's a light for a look at the Savior, a life more abundant and free. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace.
Through death into life everlasting, He passed and we follow Him there. O'er our sin no more had dominion, for more than conquerors we are. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. His word shall not fail you, He promised. Believe Him and all will be well. Then go to a world that is dying, His perfect salvation to tell. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace.
Amen. Praise the Lord. If any one of the elder siblings, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to open the family section with prayer, may you please unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
God is blessing everybody. Thank you, God, for waking up for this morning, and please protect us. And here's just the word you're about to learn. Save the people that's not here, and they can come back to the Sabbath. And please, the people that's here, they can come back to the Sabbath. And you will say me prayer. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Our opening scripture is taken from the book of Luke, chapter 23, verse 11, King James Version, and it reads, "And Herod, with his man of war, set him at naught, and mocked him, and arrayed him in a gorgeous robe, and sent him again to Pilate." This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, also our guests, we will continue with part 6 of our lesson entitled In Pilate Judgment Hall, in our study book, The Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear remnant family would like to take the following verses, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Luke chapter 23, verses 12, King James Version. And the same day Pilate and Herod were made friends together. Before they were at MIT between themselves.
Good job.
Thank you. Luke chapter 23, verse 13.
And Pilate,
when he had called
together
the chief priests,
and the rulers,
and the people.
Luke chapter 23, verse 14, said unto them, ye have brought this man unto me as one that perverteth the people, and behold, I have examined him before you, have found no fault in this man, touching those things whereof ye accuse him. And I'll bubble down in
Luke chapter 23, verse 15. Can everyone hear me okay?
Okay. King James Version. No, nor yet Herod, for I sent you to him. And lo, nothing worthy of death is done unto him.
Luke 23:16. I will therefore chastise him and release him.
Luke 23:17. For of necessity he must release one unto them at the feast.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Today we will cover pages 730 through 731. Welcome to all the precious brethren. We are in the Desire of Ages, page 330. Who would like to take the first paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
Desire of Ages, page 730. Herod's face grew dark with passion. Turning to the multitude, he angrily denounced Jesus as an impostor. Then to Christ he said, if you will give no evidence of your claim, I will deliver you up to the soldiers and the people. They may succeed in making you speak. If you are an impostor, death at their hands is only what you merit. If you are the Son of God, save yourself by working a miracle. Desire of Ages, page 730, paragraph 5.
The Desire of Ages, page 731. No sooner were these words spoken than a rush was made for Christ. Like wild beasts, the crowd darted upon their prey. Jesus was dragged this way and that. Herod joined the mob in seeking to humiliate the Son of God. Had not the Roman soldiers interposed and forced back the man thrown, the saber would have been torn in pieces. Desire of Ages, page 731, paragraph 1.
God bless you, everyone. Continue the reading, Desire of Ages, 731. Herod with his men of war set him at naught, and mocked him, and arrayed him in gorgeous robe. A Roman soldier joined in the abuse. Have mercy, Lord. All that these wicked, corrupt soldier held on by Herod and the Jewish dignitaries could instigate was heaped upon the Savior, it's time for us to drink water. Dignitaries could instigate was heaped upon the Savior, yet his divine patience filled it not. Isaiah of Ages 731, paragraph 2. Amen, everyone. That's Sabbath.
Amen. So let's learn our first beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. This one is taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 143, verses 9 through 11, King James Version. Taken from the Desire of All Ages, volume 2, in the Memory Verse CD. We are still on page 731. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
Proper blessings, everyone. On the Desire of Ages, page 731. Christ's persecutors had tried to measure his character by their own. They had represented him as vile as themselves. But back of all the present appearance, another scene intruded itself, a scene which they will one day see in all its glory. There were some who trembled in Christ's presence, while the rude throng were bowing in mockery before him. Next slide, please. Continuing. Some who came forward for that purpose turned back afraid and silenced. Herod was convicted. The last rays of merciful light was shining upon his sin-hardened heart. He felt that this was no common man, for divinity had flashed through humanity. At that very time when Christ was encompassed by mockers and adulterers and murderers, Herod felt that he was beholding a God upon his throne. Desire of Ages, page 731, paragraph 3. There you go.
Pardon as he was, Herod dared not to ratify the condemnation of Christ. He wished to relieve himself of the terrible responsibility, and he sent Jesus back to all the Roman judgment hall. Pilate was disappointed and was much displeased when Jews returned with their prisoner. He asked impatiently what they would have do to they would have him do. Next slide, please.
Continuing, he reminded them that he had already examined Jesus and found no fault in him. He told them that they had brought complaints against him, but they had not been able to prove a single charge. He had sent Jesus to Herod, the Tetrarch of Galilee, and one of their own nation, but he also had found in him nothing worthy of death. I will, therefore, chastise him, Pilate said, and release him.
Amen. That was page 731, paragraph 5. We are going to learn another beautiful scripture song together, dear one. And this one is taken from the book of Joel, chapter 28, verse 28 margin, from the same volume 2 of the Desire of All Nations memory verse CD. Still in page 731. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear one? May you unmute your mic.
The Desire of Ages, page 731. Here Pilate showed his weakness. He had declared that Jesus was innocent, yet he was willing for him to be scourged to pacify his accusers. He would sacrifice justice and principle in order to compromise with the mob. This placed him at a disadvantage. The crowd presumed upon his indecision and clamored the more for the life of the prisoner. Next slide, please.
Continuing the reading. If as the first Pilate had stood firm, refusing to condemn a man whom he found guiltless, he would have broken the fatal chain that was to bind him in remorse and guilt as long as he lived. Had he carried out his convictions of right, the Jews would not have presumed to dictate to him. Christ would have been put to death, but the guilt would not have rested upon Pilate. Continuing on the next slide, please. Continuing, but Pilate had taken step after step in the violation of his conscience. He had excused himself from judging with justice and equity, and he now found himself almost helpless in the hands of the priests and rulers. His wavering and indecision proved his ruin. Desire of Ages, page 731, paragraph 6.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's learn Allah's beautiful song. Dear ones, this one is a hymn entitled, What Will You Do With Jesus? Found in the hymnary book number 62. And you can be able to find it on this particular link. And our dear brother Josh will be able to share with the song by acapella.
Jesus is standing in Pilate's hall, friendless, forsaken, betrayed by all. Hearken, what meaneth the sudden call? What will you do with Jesus? What will you do with Jesus? Neutral you cannot be. Someday your heart will be asking, what will he do with me? Jesus is standing on trial still. You can be false to him if you will. You can be faithful through good or ill. What will you do with Jesus? What will you do with Jesus? Neutral you cannot be. Someday your heart will be asking, what will he do with me? Will you evade him as Pilate tried? Or will you choose and whatever be tied? Mainly you struggle from him to hide. What will you do with Jesus? What will you do with Jesus? Neutral you cannot be. Someday your heart will be asking, what will he do with me? Will you like Peter, your Lord, deny? Or will you scorn from his foes to fly, daring for Jesus to live or die? What will you do with Jesus? What will you do with Jesus? Neutral you cannot be. Someday your heart will be asking, what will he do with me? Jesus, I give thee my heart today. Jesus, I'll follow thee all the way. Godly obedience, will you say? This I will do with Jesus. What will you do with Jesus? Neutral you cannot be. Someday your heart will be asking, what will he do with me?
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, dear ones, we are going to withhold all the questions that we will be reviewing and touching upon on our review section. We have come to the end of our part 6 of the first section of our study, dear ones. So we'll be reviewing part 6 next week by God's grace in our title, in Pilate Judgment Hall. If you have any question besides this particular part, we can always ask questions for the other 5 that we have already went through. If there's any other that needs to be able to be reviewed, you can send it beforehand so we can have it prepared. Otherwise, you can hold it till we meet again. If any one of the Dear Remnant family would like to close our family meeting with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
May we bow our heads on our knees. Dear Heavenly Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy most and holy name. Father, we thank you so much for this blessed Sabbath day. Father, be with us as we continue to learn and study your word. Be with all the little ones. Thank you for their participation. Be with their parents as well. Bless the other section of the meeting and also the speaker, I pray. Continue to richly bless us throughout this day, I pray, in no other name but Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, dear sister. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, everyone, we are going to have part 2, review of our chapter 77, entitled In Pilate's Judgment Hall, part 6, and that will take place July the 1st of 2023, dear ones. May you all have a wonderful rest of the Sabbath. And just leaving our quote and our scripture. The scripture is taken from Psalms 34, verse 18, James, and it reads, "All taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him." And a margin from Step to Christ, page 111, paragraph 3. There is an evidence that is open to all, the most highly educated and the most illiterate. The evidence of experience. God invites us to prove for ourselves the reality of his word, the truth of his promises. He bids us taste and see that the Lord is good. Psalms 34:8, instead of depending upon the word of others, we are to taste for ourselves. Taste and see the Lord is good.